it's Dave. A word about something I wear every time I'm on stage. One golden thread. My wife introduced me to this great line of clothing that fits just about any gig I do. Their shirts breathe, move with me, and stay comfortable whether it's hot, cold, or anywhere in between. I feel like my body and soul are in tune when I wear them. They're made from tree-based fibers, and every piece helps plant a tree. I'm an affiliate, and you can use the code in the show notes for 18% off at onegoldenthread.com. Feel free and gig on. Ready to finish that song that's been living inside you? Check out my 30-Day Power Song Lab. It's a private intensive coaching experience designed to help you write your best song. Apply at davegoodrich.com or see the show notes for more details.
Welcome to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich, where music is life. From the beginning, I've always had a deep love for music. I've spent my life creating and perfecting my lifestyle to surround it. My life is an adventure in song and sound, and I'm excited to share what I collect along the way. Join me as we discover new ways to live a richer, more satisfying lifestyle in music. I'm your host, Dave Goodrich. I'm a performing singer, songwriter, producer, and music coach. I want to help you get better at what you do.
Hello, welcome back to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich. In the previous episode, in my conversation with Sean Michael Dargan, we talked about something that's becoming increasingly important in modern music life: the rise of smaller connector towns and regional scenes that help artists build meaningful careers without necessarily planting themselves directly in the center of the traditional music industry machine. That conversation stuck with me because the truth is, where you live as a musician matters a lot, not just professionally, but psychologically, creatively, emotionally, and financially as well, even spiritually in some ways. Certain places seem to nourish musicians in the same way that parts of the world nourish long human lifespans and healthier living. The term blue zone came from researchers studying parts of the world where people were living unusually long, healthy, meaningful lives. On maps, those regions were circled in blue ink, and over time, the phrase blue zone became associated with places where environments, community, purpose, lifestyle, and daily rhythm all support human flourishing. Which led me to today's idea: music blue zones. And I believe I'm the first to use this term. Not necessarily the biggest music cities, not necessarily the most famous, but places where musicians seem to be able to build sustainable, connected, inspired, meaningful music lives over long periods of time. Places where scenes develop, communities form, audiences care, collaboration thrives, and musicians often grow, not just professionally, but personally. Now, before we begin, I want to clarify something. There is no universally perfect place to live as a musician, because one of the biggest mistakes musicians make is assuming, if I just move to the hottest music city in the world, everything will work out. Sometimes it does, sometimes it absolutely does not. Because your environment has to fit your nervous system, your identity, your goals, your personality, and your desired lifestyle. I've experienced this personally. I've lived in places like San Francisco Bay Area and the Washington, D.C. region, both highly creative areas with strong music cultures and incredibly talented people. But they can also be extremely competitive environments, fast-moving, status-driven at times, expensive, intense. And while there were absolutely beautiful experiences in those places, I eventually realized something about myself. I personally thrive creatively when I have access to both community and nature. In recent years, I've intentionally stepped away a little from major pressure center music ecosystems and spent more time near the Blue Ridge Mountain and Shenandoah region. And the result has surprised me. I'm writing better. I'm enjoying performing more. I'm thinking more clearly. I'm creating orchestral music inspired by nature. My visual art has expanded. And ironically, stepping slightly away from the center of music pressure has actually made me feel more connected to music itself. That's really important to me, because the moral here is not move away from the music cities. The moral is understand who you are as a musician. Understand the environment where you actually thrive. Because if you're miserable in the place everybody says is the best place to be, then it may not be the best place for you. Especially now, in a world connected through internet, remote collaboration, touring circuits, digital distribution, social platforms, and portable recording technology. Today, musicians have more freedom than ever to design lifestyles intentionally. So with that framework in mind, let's talk about five of the world's most rewarding music ecosystems, or as I call them today, music blue zones. And importantly, these are not simply cities where fame happens. They're places where music life itself can thrive. The first one probably won't surprise many people. Nashville, Tennessee. Now, Nashville is fascinating because it's one of the few places in the world where songwriting itself is deeply woven into the culture of the city. You can walk into coffee shops, writers' rounds, studios, bars, publishing houses, and rehearsal spaces and feel that songs matter tremendously there. And not just performance, but craft. There's a collaborative infrastructure built into Nashville. Co-writing culture is normal there. People schedule writing sessions almost like business meetings. And that environment can dramatically accelerate growth because you're constantly exchanging ideas and sharpening skills with others. Organizations like ASCAP, BMI, NSAI, the Nashville Songwriters Association, and countless publishing networks create pathways for collaboration and professional development. But there's another side to Nashville, too. Competition is intense. And because the ecosystem is so songwriting-driven, there can also be pressure towards conformity. You can slowly drift towards writing what works instead of writing what feels true. That's a real psychological balancing act. Still, for musicians who thrive on collaboration, consistency, relationship building, and songcraft, Nashville remains one of the strongest music ecosystems in the world. Next, Austin, Texas. Austin has a very different energy. Where Nashville feels industry-centered, Austin often feels artist-centered. Authenticity carries tremendous value there. Live performance matters deeply. Experimentation is welcomed, and there's a strong independent spirit running through the city. Austin became known as the live music capital of the world because music there isn't treated as decoration. It's woven into civic identity. There's also less pressure to fit into one specific mold stylistically. Rock, Americana, indie, jazz, experimental music, singer-songwriter culture, they all coexist. That freedom can be creatively healthy, but Austin also has its own challenges. The cost of living has risen sharply, and because the city became famous for creativity, it now attracts massive amounts of creative ambition, which can eventually stress the very thing that made it attractive in the first place. That's a pattern we see repeatedly in creative cities. Success creates attention. Attention creates growth. Growth creates pressure. Still, Austin remains one of the strongest examples of a city where originality and performance culture still genuinely matter. Let's jump internationally for a moment. Berlin, Germany. Berlin is one of the most fascinating creative ecosystems in the world because it rewards experimentation more than polish. Historically, Berlin developed as a place where artists could take risks affordably. Electronic music exploded there partly because musicians had space, physical, financial, and psychological space to explore. The city became known for creative freedom. And one of the most important aspects of Berlin's scene is that there's often less obsession with immediate commercial success. That changes the psychology of creation dramatically. When artists feel less pressure to instantly monetize every idea, they often create more adventurous work. But Berlin also has challenges. Monetization can be difficult. Scenes can become fragmented. And because so many artists move there temporarily, relationships can become transient. Still, for musicians seeking artistic exploration and interdisciplinary creativity, Berlin remains one of the most unique creative ecosystems. Next, Melbourne, Australia. Now, this one often surprises Americans, but Melbourne consistently ranks among the strongest live music cities in the world. The city has a deep grassroots music culture, strong local audience participation, and meaningful support for the arts. And one thing that repeatedly comes up in research on strong music ecosystems is this. Healthy music scenes require healthy local audiences. That matters enormously. A city can have incredible musicians, but if people don't actively support live music culture, scenes weaken. Melbourne developed a reputation for audience engagement, local venue culture, and broad artistic participation. There's also less obsession there with celebrity-driven music identity compared to some major global hubs. Craft and community matter there. The challenge, of course, is the geographic isolation from other global touring centers. Touring internationally becomes expensive quickly. Still, many musicians describe Melbourne as one of the most balanced music ecosystems anywhere in the world. And finally, the smaller connector region model. Places like Charlottesville, Virginia, Asheville, Burlington, Athens, Georgia. Smaller regional creative ecosystems. This ties directly into my conversation with Sean Michael Dargan. I think this may become increasingly important in the future of music because many musicians today are asking a new question. What kind of life do I actually want while making music instead of just how do I become famous? That's a different conversation entirely. Smaller regional scenes often offer lower pressure, better quality of life, stronger community, closer relationships, greater access to nature, lower costs, and more emotional sustainability. And now, because of the internet, musicians can remain globally connected while living outside traditional industry centers. That changes everything. You can collaborate remotely, release globally, build audiences digitally, tour strategically, teach online, produce from home studios. In many ways, musicians now have the ability to create personalized ecosystems rather than simply moving into existing ones. Now, before we close, we have to talk about competition. Because every strong music scene contains it, competition itself is not necessarily bad. In healthy forms, competition sharpens excellence. It pushes standards upward and inspires growth. But psychologically, competition becomes dangerous when identity becomes fused to comparison. When every room becomes a status measurement, where every artist becomes a threat, where every success around you feels like evidence of your own failure, that's where creative energy starts collapsing inward. Research on creative burnout and social comparison repeatedly shows that chronic comparison damages both innovation and emotional well-being. And social media amplifies this dramatically. So one of the healthiest things musicians can develop is the ability to admire excellence without losing themselves inside comparison. And ultimately, that's what these music blue zones are really about. Not only opportunity, but environments where musicians can remain connected to themselves long enough to create meaningful work over time. Maybe the best place to live as a musician isn't the place with the biggest industry, Maybe it's the place where your creativity, your relationships, your nervous system, your identity, and your lifestyle will work together in healthy rhythm. That's worth thinking about before packing up your life chasing somebody else's dream. Thanks for spending this time with me. Until next time, much love and much music.
To never miss an episode, click the subscribe button. To sign up for the 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich newsletter, go to 15minutes.powersongtribe.media. That's 15minutes.powersongtribe.media.
Presented by Powersong Tribe, a songwriting adventure company. Own your song, own your power.